This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Kay Mystery, elements in danger.
Hey gang, Kay Mystery here, ready to take you on a journey to find out a little more about some of our elements in danger.
Hello? You're starting without me now. Whose chemistry superhero alter ego are you?
Well, there's no time to lose. We need to act now, or some of our most useful elements just won't be around anymore. And because we need them for our gadgets, that means your phones won't work.
Serious? So, what's up?
I need to introduce you to Incredible Indium.
Indium? Hey, I'm getting the hang of these. It's called Indium because it was found in India. I'm right, aren't I? This is basic.
Wrong! Although, good guess. Elements are frequently named after the places or the people who found them, but Indium gets its name because under certain conditions, it emits an indigo light. That's like a purpley-blue colour. Here, check it out.
Looks pretty silvery to me. What makes it different to other metals?
Not all metals are the same. Indium is in a group with other metals like tin and lead, and also gallium, another element in danger. They're what we call post-transition metals, which means, well, a whole bunch of things. They can be really soft and break easily, which isn't always a bad thing. Come on, hold tight. We're going to find out more. It all started here. Frederick Reich and Theodor Richter discovered indium in Germany in 1863.
Schauen Sie mal.
They look happy.
They should be. Indium is never found on its own. It's squished up with other metals like zinc. Over time, as technology became more and more clever, indium turned out to be super useful, particularly to help electronic gadgets emit light so we can see what's on the screens.
Yeah, they'd have to wait a bit for that. I'm guessing no phones in 1863.
Indium has a pretty weird trick up its sleeve. If you bend it, it makes a noise known as a tin scream. Although, to be honest, in real life it sounds more like this.
Disappointing.
What is disappointing is that it's so rare to get indium on its own and not mixed up with other things.
Like zinc.
Hey, you were listening. Well, as indium is very hard to extract, it's another element that we might not be able to use in 100 years' time.
I guess that's not very long. So, what are we going to do?
There's plenty you can do. More gadgets mean more elements are needed. So, simply buying fewer phones and tablets, well, we can start preserving the resources that we have, sharing and reusing technology you don't need anymore, and recycling them when they're broken. Some of these rare elements can be recovered and used again.
So you're saying if I help out, I'm kind of being a chemistry superhero too, just like you?
No one's just like me, Karina. But you'll be the next best thing.
Thanks, K-Mystery.
K-Mystery, elements in danger, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry at funkidslive.com/chemistry.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.